Now to a country which we don't spend enough time talking about, Myanmar, which is holding elections later this month. Ahead of that poll, the military junta has released and dropped charges against more than 8,000 people, many of them political detainees. And that produced a searing photo widely shared by the diaspora around the world. It showed a frail elderly mother being embraced by her relieved son after she'd been released from the notorious Insein prison. No sign of freedom, though, for any of the country's top democratic leadership, including the former leader Aung San Suu Kyi. And the election itself has been dismissed as a sham because many opposition parties are banned from taking part. Let's talk to Sean Turnell, who was held for 650 days inside that prison on trumped-up charges of being a spy. Sean, thanks for joining us on Saturday Extra.
Thanks very much, Nick.
Sean, these elections are taking place over December and January. Ahead of them, we have seen this mass amnesty. What's the rationale behind this move from the military junta?
Well, the amnesty itself is just something that they do all the time. Mm. So after arresting 20,000 people, they then gradually sort of release them in batches to sort of, you know, generate a bit of publicity, et cetera. But specifically in this time, I think to try and bring some legitimacy to these sham elections that are coming up. So, yeah, very much a story, I think, where the regime are trying to sort of peel off some of the lowest common denominator countries in ASEAN, trying to sort of create a fig leaf, if you like, that they're a legitimate government.
You shared that image of the mother and the son that I mentioned there in the introduction. It was taken outside the same prison where you were held. Why did you share it, Sean? And when you looked at that image, what did you see?
Well, you know, as they famously say, a picture paints a thousand words and so on, Nick. I found it a very emotionally moving. I think also the presumption normally in a picture like that, because it was a mother and son just outside the prison, I think our normal presumption would be it's the mother greeting the son who's been released. Yeah. But this was the other way around. And she's in the advanced stages of cancer as well. So to me, it sort of just evoked the real sort of everyday horror and inhumanity of this regime. But, you know, you can't look at the photo without, I think, feeling, you know, very strong emotion. So, yeah, to me, it just spoke to the reality of things in Myanmar more than sort of UN reports or human rights group reports and so on. It just really got to the nub of the issue, I think.
Yeah, that was fascinating, wasn't it? I looked at that photo and immediately thought it was the son that had been released and it was the mother that was greeting him. And she's so frail. She looks so poorly. I mean, how could the regime see her as a threat to the state?
It's extraordinary, isn't it, the things they see as a threat. You know, hitting a like button on Facebook is seen as a treasonous threat. So, yeah, I mean, they're extraordinarily, you know, on the back foot and sensitive to anything. So, yeah, it's not surprising that a very old lady with advanced cancer is seen by them as a threat. So it says a lot about their insecurity.
Yeah. The military seized power, of course, almost 5 years ago. And since then, the country has been in this state of civil war. Tell us about how elections will take place in a country beset by conflict. And tell us the nature of these elections. I mean, they are not free and fair elections, are they?
No, not even close. And logistically, it's going to be fascinating to see what they do because the regime only controls about 40% of the country, but they'll try to present them as being sort of all-encompassing. So we're likely to see a lot of abuses actually leading up to that, just in terms of getting people out to vote. As you mentioned in the intro, so many of the political parties are banned, including Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy. So there's really no one running who in any way could be described as an opponent of the regime. So the vote fix, if you like, is just in from that. But, yeah, getting people out to vote, and we're seeing some signs of force in that area already, will be, I think, the real challenge to the regime because, you know, the people of Myanmar see no credibility in this at all.
You mentioned there Aung San Suu Kyi. She's now 80 years old. She has not been released from prison. What do we know about her? Where is she? What is her condition?
Yeah, we know so very little, Nick. In fact, I think I'm probably the last person to have spoken to her who's currently outside Myanmar, you know, 3 years ago. So we've heard nothing. Her son can't get in touch anymore. There are no sharing of any information about her, including proof of life. So, you know, I think we even have to ask the question about whether she's even alive, you know, because certainly there is no indication that she is. I hasten to add that there's no indication that she's not either. But in a sense, the lack of information is so fundamental that there are genuine doubts that she's alive. She's 80 years old now, suffers from a number of ailments. And I know firsthand, because I saw where they were holding her, that the conditions under which she's held are just dreadful. And you know, Myanmar's a difficult place to live. It's exceedingly hot. The medical infrastructure, et cetera, is rudimentary at best. So, yeah, I think genuine worries about her physical and mental condition.
And when you did speak to her 3 years ago, what does she say to you?
Well, very much the last thing she said to me was, Sean, keep up the fight. Make sure that the world knows what's going on. So hopefully I've been, you know, true to that. But no, very much still in fighting spirit. She spent most of our time trying to keep up the spirits of the people charged alongside her. So, yeah, it just I think in many ways the old Suu Kyi that we knew from decades ago was very much back in the prison.
And just as these elections play out in December and January, I mean, at the end of it, we will see the status quo preserved. Presumably, the military is still very much in power. This won't kind of undermine their power.
No, not at all. I mean, they'll have to be careful how they handle it because, of course, in regimes as brittle and closed as this, if you open the door just a bit, you know, you could get elements who see an opportunity within the regime. So, you know, Min Aung Hlaing, the dictator, he'll have to be really careful. But, yeah, the military are planning to stay absolutely in control. And I think it's very important for the international community right at that get-go to call it out, you know, for what it is, and yeah, just not sort of get caught up in some of the language involving election, polls, candidates, things like that, because, you know, this really is nothing but theatre.
And Sean, this must have been quite a tough week for you. Seeing people released from prison must have reminded of your incarceration, 650 days.
Yeah, it sure did. And even the sort of drip that was attached to the old lady, I saw many prisoners myself who were suffering cancer in that situation. Mm. So, yeah, it brought it all home.
Sean, thanks as ever for talking to us on Saturday Extra. Sean Tunnell is an honorary professor of economics at Macquarie University and a former advisor, of course, to Aung San Suu Kyi. He was arrested in Myanmar in 2021 following a military coup. Sean, thanks so much for joining us on Saturday Extra.
Thanks very much, Nick.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music, and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.